Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Investigators in South Korea are focusing on faulty landing gear as they look into what might have caused the plane to burst into flames after veering off a runway on Sunday, killing dozens of people. Fire engulfed the aircraft carrying 181 people when it skidded off the runway just after landing and struck a concrete fence. AP correspondent Noam Kim reports on an apology over a jetliner crash from Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has apologized to his Azerbaijani counterpart for what he called a tragic incident following a deadly plane crash that killed at least 38 people. The Azerbaijani airliner was flying from Baku to the Russian Republic of Chechnya on Wednesday when it turned toward Kazakhstan and crashed while trying to land. In an official statement, the Kremlin said air defense systems were firing near the area that day due to a Ukrainian drone strike, but stopped short of saying one of those had hit the plane. Yesterday, an Azerbaijani minister blamed the crash on an external weapon and urged Russia to offer an official apology. I'm Nayan Kim.
The head of the World Health Organization said he was not sure that he was going to survive an airstrike carried out by Israel during a series of attacks on the Iran-aligned Houthi movement on Thursday. Reuters' Christy Kilbourne.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he was at the airport when chaos struck. Surveillance footage broadcasted on a Yemen television channel showed a man, which it said was WHO Chief Tedros, seated in a lounge before being abruptly escorted.
I was not sure actually I could survive because it was so close, few meters from where we were.
Tedros spoke via telephone from Jordan, where he flew after the strike to help evacuate a United Nations colleague who was seriously injured at the airport.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilbourne, and this is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters demonstrated in the capital of Afghanistan's Khost province days after Afghanistan's Taliban authorities accused Pakistan of killing 46 people, mainly women and children, in airstrikes near the border in the southeastern province of Paktika this week. According to both countries, sporadic fighting, including fighting with heavy weaponry, erupted overnight between border forces on the frontier between Pakistan and Afghanistan. A Pakistani paramilitary soldier was killed and seven others wounded in the cross-border exchanges. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on Canadian officials traveling to the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Florida state to discuss the threat of tariffs.
Finance Minister Dominique LeBlanc and Foreign Minister Melanie Joly met with President-elect Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary nominee at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Howard Lutnick said he would relay their concerns. Trump has threatened to impose sweeping tariffs as high as 25% if Canada does not stem what he calls a flow of migrants and fentanyl into the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump appears to be siding with billionaire Elon Musk and his other backers in the tech industry as a dispute over immigration visas has divided his supporters. Trump, in an interview with the New York Post on Saturday, praised the use of visas to bring skilled foreign workers to the U.S. The issue has become a flashpoint among his conservative base. Trump has said he has always liked the visas and is a believer in the program, though in the past, he has criticized it. After 3 months without anyone winning the top prize in the United States Mega Millions lottery, a ticket worth an estimated $1.22 billion was sold in the U.S. state of California for the drawing Friday night. The winning ticket matched the white balls 3, 7, 37, 49, and 55, with the gold mega ball of 6. The identity of the winner or the winners was not immediately known. The estimated jackpot was the fifth highest ever for the Mega Millions. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.